Ask Coop if he likes his goalie to be at center ice on his belly 14 seconds into a game.
That's a stupid question. What do you think his answer is going to be? You think
it's probably not. Yes?
Yeah, but he would believe that Vasilevsky would make the play. That's the difference.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's bring him in here. The head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, John Cooper. John, at any point behind the bench, if you saw your goalie 15 seconds into the game on a slip and slide out at the blue line trying to make a play, would you be okay with that? Or is that always a no-no for you?
15 seconds into warm-up is okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I think
how's it going,
right.
Boys?
Good. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for doing this. How's everything going down there?
The yearly visit, the text from O-Dog.
Yeah.
And then he
gives, we appreciate it, pal. How's it going down there?
Not too bad. It's... What, the part where it's 75 and sunny, or the hockey part?
Yeah,
we don't really want to hear what the weather we have about the 75 and sunny. How about the hockey part?
Actually, we're coming up there soon, so we'll get a taste of... You know what, though? We're only coming up there once this year.
Really?
I don't know, like that. The 32nd team coming into the league has unbalanced the division schedule, so...
Well, you guys spent, 2 months in a bubble up here? Do you feel like you got enough of Toronto at that point, or what?
Well, we didn't see any of it.
True.
That's true.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's actually going okay here. We're a different team, but a good group of guys, good core, and I don't know, we're kind of growing together, so it's been kind of a fun year. We haven't come sprinting out of the gates, but we did start 1-3, and we've rallied since then. So it's been different. We won the Cup, I think, 17 months ago, and we have more guys on our team, our roster, that have not won it with us than have won it with us. So it's been different, but it's a good group of guys and a fun to coach.
When you say growing together, Coop, like, what do you mean? Does that mean you guys do a bunch of team stuff on the road, or just on the ice growing and learning, or what does that mean?
The stuff off the ice hasn't been able to happen at all. Like, because we, usually in training camp, you know, when we kind of break, we make most of our cuts, and then we take the guys down to Naples, and we go there, and you know, we still are working and stuff like that, but we kind of mix it in with a couple games against Florida, but we let the guys bond a bit. But that got derailed this year because of the hurricane that came in. And so we had to take the whole training camp to Nashville and brought everybody's families and stuff like that. So it was a little bit trying. And then, but the difference is, like, we have a lot of different players. So we look at, you know, just on the back end alone, you know, we lost Jan Ruta, Ryan McDonough, you know, Zach Bogosian missed the first 20 or 18 games because of, you know, his injury. And so we just basically had a really new decor. And, you know, then we've, just a little bit of some of the new guys up front, and we haven't had Tony Cirelli all year. So it's just kind of been like guys have been cast into some different roles. And so it's been interesting. It's been interesting to have the new guys, and, you know, I think, maybe a little bit intimidated coming in, you know, just because of the success we've had. And but they've been outstanding. And so, like, once again, like our GM did a great job, you know, bringing in some players. And it's just been a different group. But like I said, they've, you know, willing to learn and been battling. And so it's been good.
How have you been able to manage kind of the ups and downs and maybe the inconsistencies with the new group? You mentioned you start 1-3. Was it, you know, with the experience you've had, with the winning you've had, were you able to kind of just sit back and let it unfold, or did you have to kind of get the cattle prod out a couple times and get the guys going?
I would say the latter. It was definitely a bit of that. But we played, you know, on the opening night, we played the Rangers, and It was a big night at the Garden. We played them in the playoffs, and we just were like, it's just different because you just go from the high of the playoffs, which ended up being a low at the end, and we just, you know, there was a lot of, well, we played a lot of hockey, and mm-hmm. you know, we had to talk to the guys about that's the point. We want to. And there was a whole bunch of guys in the room that were like hanging on saying, we want to be a part of what has gone on here the last few years. And it does. It, like, these guys have, you know, if I put myself in their shoes and, you know, I just stand there behind the bench, like, I think at some point somebody told me in the last three seasons, you know, the players have played 73 playoff games, more than, you know, teams that have missed the playoffs. And that's almost a full season, you know, in the last 3 years they've played in playoff games. So, you know, I had to give these guys a little bit of leeway, a little bit of breath to find their way here. And slowly but surely we have. And it's the one thing that keeps us going. We got, like, our core guys have a lot of pride. And they want to win. They want to continue what we've been doing for years. They don't want to take a spring off. And, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit more difficult in October and November, but they found a way. And like I told them, we're already in December. And before you know it, Christmas is going to go through, and then it's going to be that dogfight to make the playoffs. And so we're, like I said, the group's slowly coming together, and, you know, hopefully we can get Spirelli back here soon.
With John Cooper, head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, Leafs in Tampa tomorrow night. It sounds as if really the poking and prodding, it's psychological, John. Like, you got to keep everyone, the new guys realizing what's at stake, the older guys who have been there, make them remember what it means to get to the top of the mountain. How about yourself? Like, do you find yourself kind of reinventing yourself or coming up with new tricks of the trade? How often do you feel like you need to personally turn over a new leaf?
This is my 10th full year with the group, and I think to be a part of something we've had for so long, you do have to reinvent yourself along the way. And so I've been trying to grow in different ways, and whether it's people I bring in to help, whether it's new assistant coaches, whether it's literature I'm reading, whatever it is, like, you're always trying to grow. But to be honest, it's gotten a little bit easier as we've gone, because just the core group we have, and it's, you know, at some point you're the coach and player, but all of a sudden it becomes, because we've been together for so long, like, you know, Stammer got his, you know, 1,000th point last night, and I don't know the exact number, but I bet you I've seen 700 of them from behind the bench. And so That's how long we've been together. And don't quote me on that number, but I bet you I'm fairly close. And Petty, and you go down the list, all of a sudden Cooch is, you know, Cooch is not a rookie in this league anymore. He's been around and Point, and we just have this core group that we all understand each other. And when the train starts kind of going off the tracks a bit, you know, I know what to do to put them back on, and they know what to do to get themselves back on as well. So it's probably been, you know, the fact that we have had this group that stayed together, and still most of those guys are in their prime. So it's, I don't know, it's been a great group to be with.
You mentioned Stamkos. How has he evolved? It seemed like earlier in his career, Coop, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but he was dying to be in the same breath as Crosby and Taze, and that seemed to take up a bit of oxygen for him. And so sometime down the line, he just said, screw it, I'm going to play. And it's been damn good for the last 5 years, hasn't it?
It really has. And so it's interesting with him, because we have been together for so long. So, you know, 2013, that was, I can't remember exactly. It was the year before, or the year before that, he just had scored 60. And so he was kind of, you know, he was this young gun in the league that was scoring goals. And he had guys like Marty St. Louis and Vinny LeCavalier and a list of other guys playing ahead of him that kind of were bringing him along. He was just the young kid on the block. And, you know, I've watched him go from single guy to married, kids, father, family man, you know, and you've watched his growth in leadership and all these things happen. And, you know, then what he had to go through and some of the injuries he's had, you know, the big one he had in Boston and in 2013, I think it was, and then the other one in Detroit where he lost a lot of time and still found his way to come back and play at an elite level. And then we, you know, go to the bubble. He plays 2 minutes of one game in the entire playoffs, and then comes back with a vengeance the next year. And so he's had a lot to, like, struggle through, but he's found a way to do it. And so he's been, it's been impressive to watch him and just to watch his maturity, like, just within our locker room, how he's grown. It's, like I said, it's been pretty cool to watch. And he's got to marvel at him sometimes because he's, you know, in his 30s now, and 1,000 points. That's a lot of points, and you don't see any signs of him slowing down.
With John Cooper, you guys are obviously in a division that's loaded as well. I mean, you've been the biggest part of that for years, going to three straight cup finals. Obviously, up here in Toronto, we talk about the Leafs a lot, and they're on a real heater right now. The Bruins have been arguably the hottest and best team in the league. What does it say about your team that you guys have all this success, considering some of the powerhouses you continuously go up against every year?
Yeah, and like especially last year, I think about when you know, you're fortunate enough to make the playoffs and make some runs. You just don't know. Like some of winning a Stanley Cup too is you're catching breaks against teams that maybe had your number. And you know, last year we played. I can't remember for sure, but we might have been the first team to have to play four teams in the playoffs that all had 50 plus wins. And so, you know, like, it's a grind to keep staying there, but these, you know, like I said, this core group have found a way and have a lot of pride, but it says a lot about, you know, Boston and Toronto and Tampa. Those three teams have kind of been the core of our division for years now. And then you've got the, you know, Florida, who just was President's Trophy winners. And now, like, you look at, you know, Detroit, you know, paid their dues, and now, shit, they're a hell of a team, and Buffalo and Ottawa have made great strides, have tremendous young players. You know, I feel bad for Ottawa. They lost one of their stars and the Norris kid that, you know, I just think, you know, that was probably a little bit deflating for them. But dangerous, dangerous team. And so you just go down the list, and then you look at Montreal and what Marty's done over there, and all they do is win games and put, you know, the fear into other teams when everybody was picking them to be at the bottom. So there's not an easy night in our division, and it's does it prepare you for the end of the year? Yes, but it sure puts the fear in you to, you know, thinking you might not make the playoffs because of how good they all are.
Well, we'll get you out of here with a question on Tom Brady, because now that he's a bachelor down there in Tampa, any scoops on what he's up to these days down there? What's Tampa like with Tom Brady kicking around?
I don't know. You know what, to tell you the truth, I've never got to meet Tom Brady, so I've been to a few games. I got to run into Gronkowski a few times, who was a super nice guy, but Tom, he's a legend down here already, but I don't know. He's been to a few games, I've heard. Yeah, he stands up and sneaks into a suite and watches some games, so I've heard he's a Lightning fan, but we don't see him too often.
All right. Well, say hi if you ever do for us, please. And
I think there's a lineup of people that want to say hi to him now.
Yeah, I'm sure that's definitely the truth. Definitely the truth. Good luck tomorrow, John, and we always appreciate you doing this. Thank you for this.
Yep, you're welcome, and continue the great work, boys. You got a hell of a show there.
You got it. Thank you. Thanks, there's John Cooper, head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Can you imagine if he meets Brady? He's like, Brian Hayes says hi. Like,
right. Yeah.
I've got a buddy. I'm not lying. I got a buddy back home that he calls me and he'll say, like, my Uncle Steve wants you to tell Jerome hi. And I'm like, why? Like, apparently this guy just wants to say hi to Jerome. I'm like, well,
did he
meet him or whatever? Like that. I don't know why people would say that.
No, dude, I used to just toss that one right in the garbage. It's like, say hi to Ronnie Francis for me. It's like, okay. And you just don't do it. You say, yeah, wow. No problem. And it's like,
how many people follow through with a say hi?
No. What is somebody say hi for?
We were joking. You're obviously joking, but there are people that are dead serious.
Cooper's going to say hi to Tom Brady.
Well, we don't know if you're joking with some of the garbage that comes out. You're like, Nazem Kadri, are you working out? Or what was that comment? It was like, no, on the way out,
stay healthy.
You were like, keep active.
Keep active.
Naz, thanks for joining us, and keep active.
Keep active. That one, I was being sincere. This one, obviously, I'm joking that John Cooper is going to say hi to Tom Brady for us.
That would be awesome. The guy's in overdrive, yeah, Brady, say hi.
I'm curious what that Brady's up to, man. I'm very curious what that Tom Brady's up to. All right, Mike Johnson.
You know what he's up to, mister.
I think I've got an idea Rolodex. What he could be up to.
Yeah, and his ex is doing the same thing.
Yeah,
yeah. I think Giselle, I'm equally as curious what's up with Giselle? What's going on? There's a lot of different celebrities and athletes.
Yeah, it's not like one was a nickel and the other one was a 10, where it's like, oh, they're really going to be struggling after this breakup. They're both dialed in, and they're both going to be fine.
Yeah. Yes. Like, if they're online, there's a lot of production happening. A lot online. All right, Mike Johnson still to come. Jack Armstrong will join us later this afternoon. Raptors in Brooklyn playing the Nets tonight. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.